Hello, and welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast, where each episode we share actionable strategies for amping up your real estate marketing game. And now, here's your host, Dave Cole.
All right. Hi, everybody, and welcome. This is Dave Cole, and Scott is ready with some questions.
Hello, everyone. Scott Warnoff here, and basically, want to get started and excited to be on this podcast. And ultimately, Dave, what's the tip of the week today? What's going on in your world?
All right. Well, we do want to talk about marketing for the weather and not let the weather get us down. So how we can kind of use that, I want to say to our advantage if there's a bad storm, but just kind of ways to be thinking about how it doesn't have to be a lost day because of some type of weather event. First, I wanted to get into something that could actually be a topic for a whole future podcast. I saw still another article about some of the apartment buildings and even the big condo units starting to have some concerns because the number of either owners or tenants in the building having packages delivered during the day. And there is one story from the company Bizzuto talking about how they can't continue to grow storage spaces, that they're running out of room with all these boxes. And that there are some of these either apartments or condo buildings, they don't have a doorman or 24-hour concierge where people can pick up their packages when they're home from work. Mm. So in thinking about that, as I see it, and, you know, marketing is the key, there are some situations, and this is even in smaller towns, where when you have an area, especially with a lot of condo buildings nearby, chances are there's a real estate office located right there someplace, nearby that's convenient and hopefully have parking and all that. So my thinking is, and it's, I think we're going to, Scott, start going over this with clients that might fit in that description, but to suggest to real estate offices, especially if they've got people on floor time and are open during the evening, to offer to start hosting packages for the nearby residents. Because this way, maybe they could host till, 9 o'clock at night, or, obviously on Sundays or all these different times when people can stop by. Because the idea is, number one, it's got people in the area, and especially if they're renters, for example, reasons to stop into the nearby real estate office to get their package, develop that relationship. And it's just a way to keep in front for, agents that are in this position. So it's interesting. Or for agents as well, can maybe you're looking to get more listings in that condo area, or you work with renters or whatever the case might be, it's also maybe a great way to establish a relationship with the management or with the ownership of that building in terms of, more of a hands-on situation, take some of the burden off them. So I think that's something kind of worth looking into, and I could see us doing an entire podcast or having that be the main topic, but something I'm definitely going to look into further.
I'd like to learn if anyone's actually doing that, because I think that, I do obviously see potentially a labor issue or maybe even a liability issue. I do think that there's definitely an opportunity, because I know our building right now, it's like every day we come in there and there's like 5 or 6 packages from Amazon that are laying all over the foyer. Plus I know I get concerned when the UPS or FedEx or one of those mail carriers leave stuff outside, because obviously you don't want my package stolen. So having this type of service is probably potentially a great way to get more foot in the door and visibility. So I agree. I'd love to see it in place and see if someone's really leveraging this type of model. So for sure. So what else is going on,
Dave?
All
right. Appreciate that. Yeah, I kind of want to get into our primary topic for today. I had just come up with that on the packaging, but I want to talk today about marketing for the weather. And we have, as some of our folks know, we're both in the Chicago area. So we do get all kinds of weather over the course of the year. And for the just concluded month of February, we got all kinds of extremes for the month. So we had in Chicago, what, about a 60 degree variance in the temperature during that time. We also had a snowstorm of about 8 to 10 inches, and we had a heavy rainstorm about a week and a half later that actually resulted in some flooding and got upwards of 3-4 inches of rain in certain parts of the Chicago area all within the same month. And that's a bit of an extreme, but when there are those weather events and our people listening around the country have one or both of those as possibilities or just other things that come up, I look at it that those don't have to be lost days because of the weather event, but it's something that you need to be ready for. So using the big snow as an example, and yeah, hopefully now we're into, you know, early March at the time of recording this, so this may not be a factor right away, but it gets you thinking, is one of the things that I know I do in the in-person workshops or when we're at a client's office is point out that ways to be able to, as I say, do this when there's a big snowstorm. My suggestion to agents is to, even if it costs you, the agent, $50 or whatever to get a snowplow to get in there and clear a driveway and clear a path out to the street for a new listing or a current listing that you have, do that. And then what you do, even if you use your phone or your own camera, you're not going to get a photographer out there, take a picture from out toward the street or even on the street or across the street so that the picture shows the street in front of the house is clear. The driveway up to the garage has already been plowed. It's clear. And then you have the whole stack of snow on the side so people can see that. And for social media, that's your way to hit that, is to, because you figure that there's people that when it's that big of a snowstorm, maybe school got closed, their meetings, their social events got, you know, canceled. They're not able to go to work, they're working from home, whatever the case might be, they're not in their usual routine, chances are increased that they are online, they're checking their feeds. So the idea, Scott, would be to have the agent put that picture up on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, the whole list that you could probably clarify, and the caption should be something like, you know, my seller's been to, and then name your local prominent grocery store, has been to, you know, Kroger twice today, and maybe the address of the home, and that's all you have to say. So somebody that's sitting there waiting for the plow to come and shoveled, or their street is still a mess because it hasn't been plowed yet, is thinking, you know, boy, if I live there, I'd be out, I wouldn't be going through this. And it puts something, you know, in that's, it's promoting the house. You know, that it's an advantage of having that house versus most likely where they are at that moment. So,
yeah, I think too, it's also showing just in terms of your credibility and especially to future sellers that you care, that you're showing that you do go the extra mile to think ahead and use savvy marketing tactics to become known as the authority in your space. So definitely a good idea, I think.
Yeah, so there's that. And then for a rainstorm, that it's kind of similar in theory that there are certain areas and, you know, certain parts of the country, the home hopefully is not near a, you know, floodplain or it's on higher ground. Or there might be the ability to just kind of say, hey, there's no, you know, there's been a big rainstorm. There's no problem here, whatever it may be. And that's hard because we're all over the place and, you know, different concerns, you know, no worry about water level here or some type of a photo. Or even, I know one example we had for a client out in, I think it was New Mexico, and anyway, it was one of the Southwest communities the house they had listed had one of those like outdoor enclosed patios. And so real nice with like the glass roof or pretty much almost like an all glass patio that was outside. And so it was the idea of, you know, and I forget the shorter terms they used to fit on a Twitter post, but it was kind of saying that, you know, if you lived here, you could be sitting here watching the, you know, watching the rainfall and enjoying all the comforts of home. So there's a more condensed way than that, but I wanted to kind of get the theory out as far as that. So it might be a porch or a patio or some way you could, you know, kind of watch the rain, or if you've got a house even with like a big skylight or an open room or something like that. Another thing for rain is to use the rainy day theory. So I know we had, again, another situation in Chicago where the that big rainstorm actually closed one of the like major roads or major thoroughfares in one of the Chicago suburbs. And I know talking to an agent that I've done some work with, saying, you know, almost like joke, I've got to go sell a house, just because there's so little to no activity when there is a big rainstorm. So that might be the day to put out again by your social media, you know, price reduction, get here by 6 o'clock, or just something, you know, to put some urgency into, yeah, let's get out there because, or let's act on this because nobody else, you know, chances are nobody else is thinking in those terms. So I guess I kind of liken it to, for our clients and the people listening, to think about putting some urgency into a rainy day, kind of like oftentimes the best time to buy a car, go into the car dealer, is on like the 29th, 30th, or 31st of a month, because the car dealers may have a quota they need to reach for that month and need to get that one more car out there to make it a better month, and they'll give you a better deal because they're going to get a bonus or a quota. So I'm looking at that theory to use for rainy days, if you're not able to market something about the house or just want to do this, that, you know, there's a price reduction. We're having, you know, let's have an open house today. We, even if it's, you know, you brought in food from some kind of, you know, fancy local restaurant, do the free food, we'll give you a price reduction, or get your lender to come over and offer some kind of special financing plan, or use it to make people say, hey, I should, you know, I don't care if it's raining, this is something I want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess when it rains, it pours, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the idea. And again, just to be kind of thinking that way, because with your social media and your ability to update instantly, you know, to be thinking along those lines. And yeah, we don't always know, but, you know, when that's going to happen, but we do have weather forecasts, and it's something to be ready for based on the location of your listings, the condition of the local market. And also for the weather part of it is not the only, lead in for that type of what I guess we'll call sudden marketing. There might be something even for the days when there's it's very hot, extremely hot, or extremely cold, along those same lines, when there's a weather inconvenience, do something to make it convenient. It could even be one of those, you know, 90, 95 degree days, and you're talking about your listing that, hey, they just put in a new air conditioning system and it's working great, and have, you know, the picture of, you know, maybe somebody in the house or yourself as an agent, like in the house, like you're, you know, they can see you're not sweating, you're totally cool and relaxed, sitting on, you know, the living room with the big, you know, view or bay window in the background, going, boy, this air conditioning works great, you know, come on by, or something like that. And same thing with the, you know, on the real cold days with the heat, that, you know, this is a really hot deal, call me about this listing, or just, you know, which is kind of a little play on words, but it's the same concept of being there, being ready with something for that day. And that goes with the idea to have that you're thinking of things that are current, that are topical, so you're not really updating your advertising necessarily. It's not a whole campaign, but it just shows, hey, you're working on it every day, kind of keep people going. So 1 week it might be the weather. The next week, as we'll, of course, be going into on future podcasts, it might be something else. What we want to do, since you have social media, you have the ability to change and update your current advertising and flyers and things that are in place. So this is one phase, one reason, one topic that you can use to be able to do that. In the weeks to come, we'll be going over that. The idea is to just stay on it, keep on pumping about your listing, but having a fresh approach every time you do.
Yeah, and I think that that's one thing that, you know, we advise clients is to sort of have even some props available, or even photos that they could use as, stock. Obviously, it's ideal to have a photo. Maybe you had a straw hat or something that you could make a photo of the air conditioning situation, make it a little lighter, and show yourself in the house and having a nice, cool, relaxing afternoon in the house with the air conditioner, central air unit. And that's something that we're, with a little bit of pre-planning, or even maybe some stock photos or props, you could be ready to make those perfect social media friendly photos to promote your listings. But also promoting the air conditioning thing, I think, would definitely be a bonus if you are marketing to potential renters. Because I know a lot of renters, especially in more urban or older urban areas, have window units, and having the idea of having a central air unit sometimes might be a really a huge positive. And I'm sure, Dave, you would probably agree with that. So definitely some people may take advantage of air conditioning, but when you don't have air conditioning or you have a window unit, it's definitely a bonus to try to upsell, I would think. So.
Yeah, exactly. And so as you're saying, that there are some of these marketing edges, and we'll be talking about it, where you can plan ahead. You can do that and, be ready, as opposed to the weather events and so forth. So yeah, things to be thinking about for the, and that can go into our, once you get the listing, part of our full workshops and all those good things. So yes, so. Anyway, I think people have weathered the storm for our for this edition, so we try not to keep everybody that much longer, and still working on something for our next edition. So I'm waiting on one more piece of information. We usually like to say, hey, this is what's coming up on the next one, but I guess we'll just let's keep our people in suspense, Scott. So
yeah,
you have a great week, and we will... be back with you next time.
Yeah, we have, we definitely would love to hear feedback from our listeners. So one great way to get in touch and to leave your questions and comments and concerns, maybe not concerns, but questions and comments, would be to go to davecole.com and feel free to leave a comment on this episode's post. And we will definitely review and get back to you. And if it's a really great comment or you have something you want to share with us, potentially share on the show, we'll be in touch. So go ahead and go on over to davecole.com and subscribe to upcoming shows and learn more about all the great products and services that we have going on. So Dave, does that sound like a good sending off quote?
You bet. Let's do it.
All right, Dave. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast with Dave Cole. Be sure to visit our website at davecole.com. for more episodes with actionable strategies and to subscribe to future episodes. Please consider leaving a 5-star review and sharing this podcast with someone who would benefit from this content. Thank you, and see you next episode.